Yum W Yum. That was the New Candies with Black Beat. One of the, from their album Stars Reach the Abyss, which this album just came out of nowhere and sucker punched me in 2019. And New Candies, they have another album out that came out 2020 called Vivid. A great band. Don't know much about them, but wow, they are astounding. From Germany, Die Zorros with Black Sabbath. We heard Black Napkins by Frank Zappa from the Zoot Allures album from 76. And the neat thing was, it's on YouTube. But there is Frank Zappa, and I don't know how, why Mike Douglas, who is like super square dude out of Cleveland, he would manage to get like John Lennon and Yoko Ono on there. And he had Frank Zappa on. And this was pretty neat. This goes to show how good of a guitar player Frank Zappa was. He goes to the studio. He's on television. You know, I'm sure it was pre-taped, but he brings his guitar and he just plugs it right into their system. I don't even think there's an amp, and he's playing along with his band, and they're playing Black Napkins. He's playing it live with zero effects on his guitar. Zero, you know, just. And the funny thing is about Frank Zappa, as great of a guitar player as he was, he never could play without looking at the neck of his guitar. So that's one thing that he was always teased about, is that he was a great guitar player, but he always had to look at the neck of his guitar. He could never just not look away. Before that, we heard some nice reggae dub, Black Man by the Mighty Diamonds, Black Celebration, Depeche Mode, or the Depeche Mode, compared to however you want. All right, Black Market Baby from a really little buried bootleg album of Tom Waits. And that was Black Market Baby. We have Black Hands from this amazing band. They're kind of partially part from Fat White Family, but they were called the Moon Landings with a Z on the end. And that was Black Hands. The album Interplanetary Class Classics from 2018 is a must-have. Oh, man, before he croaked, Gary Berger, the last member of the Monks that was alive, recorded with Alec Empire, like an electronics dude, for a specialty album called Silver Monk Time, which was a compilation of Monk tunes being redone, the amazing band, the Black Monks, from the 1960s. And that was Silver Monk Time. And we heard another nice reggae ska tune from, Roland Alfonso. The guy, I think he brought you, I think he did Phoenix City. He did some great stuff. That was Blackberry Brandy. We heard Black Eyed Daisy. It started the set off with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. You're listening to Zombo. And today's show is all songs about the color black. And it's neat because then there's going to be another show I'm doing. It's all about the color white. And just like a duality show. Okay, so this is WRCT, Zombo in Your Brain. This is a pre-recorded show. So hopefully I'm doing some live studio stuff here. But here comes Sly and the Revolutionaries. And Sly, that's not Sly Stone, but Robbie and Sly. I forgot what his name was. Anyhow, and the other thing is too. I think he might have just died not that long ago. Everybody's dropping like they're deads. You know, they're just dead. And, you know, I hate to break the news to everybody, but everybody that made great music, they're dying now. You know, the great music from like the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Those people are like they're the age where they start dying. And, you know, it's just a fact. You know, you gotta say 88 years old, he's dead. Like, wow. And then these people are just like, this one really hurt. Oh, my gosh. You don't know this person. You like their music, and now they're dead. Sad but true. And the weird thing is, like, when somebody dies, that's the thing that gets me. It's like a week or two mourning period. And I'm just talking pretty much about anybody. They die, and it's like, oh, well, then you have this mourning period for, like, a couple weeks. And then a couple years, it's like they never existed. How weird is that? You know? You just kind of block it out of your mind. It's so strange, isn't it? Oh, well. Hopefully they're not playing the show after I died. I should do a show like that. Just kind of say, this is Zombo Beyond the Grave. Yeah, that'd really make you poop your pants. Okay, so here comes Black Ash by Sly and the Revolutionary, Zombo in Your Brain. and it is a pre-recorded show, but it's all songs about the color
of
black.
Drum and bass make you wind up your waist. Put a smile on your face.
Pack a pack horse up and rest up here on Black Country Road. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock. Pack a pack horse up and rest up here on Black Country Road. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Rock. Some say the view is crazy, but you may adopt another point of view. Pack us up and rest up here on Black Country Road. You never know, you might find it here on Black Country Road. Pack us up and rest up here on Black Country Road. Never know, you might find it here on Black Country Road. Some say the view is crazy, but you may adopt another point of view. Thank you.
So this is another band that I was really obsessed with for a while, a band called Black Uhuru. And that was from 1993. Like in the early 90s, I was really enamored with, it's just so strange. It's just kind of, I still like to collect all this stuff in my brain, but at a certain time I was like, wow, I really like dub reggae. And Black Uhuru was one of the best. One of the best records of that genre is a thing called Dub Factor. And it was remixed all this Black Uhuru best of, but it was remixed by Sly and Robbie. And a lot of the songs were fairly unrecognizable from the originals, just that they were so heavily dubbed. A lot of echo, a lot of taking parts out, making it real spacey sounding. And I probably listened to that cassette an entire like summer. And man, you listen to dub reggae in the summer, and that's like total zombo in your brain. It is total zombo in your brain. David Bowie from one of his first records, The Man Who Sold the World, and that was Black Country Rock. Once again, you know, I'm not playing David Bowie because he's dead. You know, I played it because it's a good song and it fits in with the theme of the show. All songs about black. And that's the other thing. I like playing artists when they're alive, too. You know, I was playing David Bowie before he died, but all of a sudden it was just kind of like, oh, there's a whole David Bowie channel. You know, it does no good for the artist to have their music played when they're dead. They don't get any of the residuals. They don't get any of the adulation. They don't get nothing. They might put some money in the estate, or the record company makes a nice chunk of money. So please enjoy the live artists that you like now, okay? Because, you know, they might not be around much longer, and you might as well enjoy them right now. From Japan, some wonderful surf music by the Royal Fingers, and that was Black Sand Beach. We heard Gene Page, the soundtrack from the movie Blackula, 1972. Now, Blackula was okay. Scream, Blackula, Scream, which was the second Blackula movie. That is essential to watch. Scream, Blackula, Scream is absolutely over the top. And it is just, it's the best in blaxploitation movies. It's the best in like really offbeat horror movies. It's about the Black Dracula, obviously, if you can't figure out what Blackula was. All right, we started off with Sly and the Revolutionaries doing Black Ash, and we're going to kick back in with a band that, this is another band I really was, there was a band called the Groundhogs, and Tony McPhee, one of the best unknown guitar, I mean, well-known guitarist as far as like how good he is, but not a lot of people really know too much about him. He's just not a household word. So, but anyhow, they released a Groundhogs Greatest Hits, and this is Black Diamond. Groundhogs were kind of like, prog rock meets old style English borrowed from American blues. And they really did a fine job. Earth Shanty is a tune that I wish could fit in because that is an absolutely beautiful tune by the Groundhogs. But here's a rocker, Black Diamond, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. All songs about the color black.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. wish I never had a lot of money. Never needed much since you came along. Seem to need more things than I ever did before. Like clothes and such, you could find many things that I could do to make you happy. If you want me to, if you want money, I could rob a bank or steal a few old diamonds and a string of pearls too, but I still think you don't need any pearls or diamonds to succeed. Just by living, you got the things you need. But if you insist, here's a piece of coal and a speck of dust cause some gold. Black diamonds, you only need a squeeze it on for a million years. It sparkles like the dew. Dust and an oyster, you only have to find one out in the ocean. There's a pearl for you, that's all you have to do.
to drive something that shows real class with nothing on the road that it won't pass. There's only one car that'll make you glad, so go get yourself a big black cat. There's nothing on wheels that looks as great as a big black Cadillac Fishtail 8. Believe it or not, it's easy on gas. There's nothing on the road that it can't pass.
Big bad,
big bad, big black cat.
Power just for lift. There's nothing on wheels that looks as great as a big black Cadillac Fishtail 8. Believe it or not, it's easy on gas. There's nothing on the road that it can't pass.
Big bad,
big bad, big black cat.
Big bad,
big bad, big black cat.
Big bad.
Take it out now, the bottle's stuck, yeah. She looks real cool, but she's so hard, no. When she's got her hand, I can't help myself. She's the one that excites me and thrills me, cause she's my girl. She's my girl. She's real fine. She's got black boots, and she is mine. The way she walks and the way she talks, she's got a long, long hair, and she is mine. And I want her, and I need her. Me and bless me, cause she's my girl. Oh,
The myriad choices of his face set themselves out upon a plate for him to chew. What had he to lose? Not a ghost-blooded country all covered with sleep where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gonna choose and choose to go. Wandering's brother walked on through the dawn with his hair in his face, long and long splinted cut from a knife from Chi Chi. Cut mouths, bleeding razors, forget in the pain, antiseptic remains. Goo goodbye. So you fly to the cozy brown snow of the east. Choose to go. Choose to choose. Ropeman's refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of a horse with the bowels and the tail of a rat. Oh, oh, choose to go. Sacrificial remains make it hard to forget where you come from. The stools of your eyes serve to realize pain. Choose to go. Epiphany's terror reduced you to shame. Have your head bobbed and weave. Choose a side or to be on. If the stone glances off, split didactics in two. Leave the glitter of mouse trails all screwed right between. If you choose, if you choose, try to lose. For the loss of remain, come and start again. I chi chi, chi chi I, chi chi chi. Oh, kai taco, if you choose, choose to lose, choose to go.
From one of the very few Velvet Underground reunion shows. That was live 1993, and that was the Black Angel's Death Song. A real toe-tapper there by the Velvet Underground. Before that, yeah, I played it, and it wasn't a mashup. I played AC/DC Back in Black. And there's a great quote from, I believe it's either Angus or the lead singer from AC/DC, where there was one critic complained that said, AC/DC has done 50 songs and they all sound the same. And Angus goes, no, we did like 250 songs and they all sound the same. So there you go. Angus McCrock or whatever his name is on the guitar. And I was Bon Scott or whatever, or he died or whatever. But I think that album came out after he died, and they came back in black after he died, and they did not expect AC/DC to really be the band that they are still today. I mean, a lot of people wearing AC/DC t-shirts. You know, like someone like some pseudo celebrity will wear one, that or a Joy Division t-shirt or a Misfits t-shirt or a Ramones t-shirt. If you don't know more than two songs of a band, don't wear their t-shirt. Okay, so this is Zombo in Your Brain, and wow, we got about an hour left of this black show. It is all songs about the color black. Before that, we heard Blackout. I played a second David Bowie tune just due to the fact that this was like the one phase of Bowie that I really is my favorite, and that is like the low in Heroes, those albums that were done in Berlin. Those are like Low especially favorite Bowie record, just due to the fact that it is just so sinister and dark and twisted and just wonderful, wonderful records. And that was David Bowie again. Black Tambourine, Beck from Guero. And we heard Black Boots by the Montessas. Man, I can't believe that Montessas album, Hipsfield Teens Party, is 20 years old. When people say, oh, that's back from 2002. 2002, let me do the math on that. That's like 20 some odd years. And they are odd years. Big Black Cad, one of the few tunes Dick Dale sang. And that's from his album Checkered Flag, 1963. That was Dick Dale singing. Amy Winehouse, wow, the tragicist of all tragic figures. Man, that's still, and it's just so chilling to actually, it's like, it's almost like this like live dead person singing, and now she's dead. Okay, that's how that works. Back to black, Amy Winehouse. We heard the Bohunks with El Agolidoro. And the Bohunks are like from, they're Danish, and they are obsessed with 1920s, 1930s soundtrack music, like from like the Little Rascals and Laurel and Hardy, all the Hal Roach stuff. This is from a really neat album called Out of Nowhere from 2015. And it's very saxophone heavy, and it's really nice. That was Black Velvet. We started off with the Mighty Groundhogs with Black Diamond. Just great old British rock and roll from 1970s. All right, so now there was this fun compilation that came out, and it was called Copycats. So it's people that actually stole the riffs from songs. I don't know how much they got away with, but this is pretty evident. This is Jarvis Cocker doing a song called Black Magic. I'm not going to tell you where he stole the major riff from. You're going to figure that out in 3 seconds, okay? Maybe four. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. All songs about the color black. Black Magic, Jarvis Cocker.